Well, I bring up the next presentation. I'd like to ask Nancy Wiegand to unmute her mic because she'll be doing the next presentation, and I'll advance the slides for her. But when I gave the introductions, I said that SOCOP is a group of entities that came together on their own and are working collaboratively to try to advance semantics and ontologies in the geospatial domain. I guess one of the things that really shows the value of collaboration is this next project. A couple of years ago, the National Science Foundation, through their Office of Cyber Infrastructure, announced an interop grant project, their funding project. And a whole member of the SOCOP got together, Nancy as the principal investigator and four others, James Wilson, Gary Bird Cross, Mike Dean, and Nejan Zhu as co-PIs, and put together a proposal. And second year of the project, it was funded and awarded and starting basically now. So Nancy is going to talk about the project, and again, I think it really is a good illustration of the power of people coming together, collaborating, working towards interoperability, and you know, we look forward to seeing this project mature over the next couple of years. So Nancy, you're on. Okay, well, since we have two co-PIs, James or Gary, do you want to start to pick up the ball while we see if we can get Nancy on? Nancy, what we'll do is trying to find the technical person for the room here, and we'll go ahead and get started while we're trying to get that worked out. I'll start with the first slide. Gary said I could talk to that, and I guess I already have to some degree. The Community-Based Data Interoperability Networks, or Interop program, was announced by the Office of Cyber Infrastructure, and it's a cross-cutting program over many directorates. And as I said, SOCOP individuals came together and submitted a proposal in the grant starting now, the fall of 2010, and it runs for 3 years. And it's titled here, as you can see on this next slide. These are the people on the proposal, and Nancy is the PI, and the others that I had mentioned earlier are listed as co-PIs, and others are listed as participants on the proposal. And others that are interested can work with this study group on the interop proposal as it goes forward, and there's going to be a number of community meetings. And is there, Lynn, is there a solution that we can work with? Gary, you or James want to talk a little more about the next slides, or you want me to keep going? Okay. And you guys can fill in with any additional information. Okay, the idea behind it, again, building on the basic fundamental principles of what SOCOP's trying to do is coordinate with other groups, standards groups such as the OGC, FGDC, which is Federal Geographic Data Committee, for those of you not familiar with it. And I look for and find out about and touch base with other geospatial domains that are working on semantic issues. And what we want this project to do is to try to be an umbrella over a whole bunch of different domains and to really try to bring the focus on bringing the spatial web and geospatial components into the semantic discussions. Motivations, I think this is very similar to some of the things you heard earlier, what Josh had talked about for some of the OGC work and what Dr. Sheff talked about, some of the motivations. Just the need to try to bring together the many different applications, different types of data, be able to reuse things that are out there much more readily in the future than we have been able to in the past, and to look at where the semantic homogeneity gives us the opportunities for viewing things together, but providing different community views of that data and technologies and capabilities. And again, focus on ontologies and semantics is that piece that plays in moving forward with semantic interoperability in general, overall interoperability in the spatial domain. What does an ontology look like in a, from a conceptual model? This is something that I think Gary used a couple of years ago in a presentation to the United States Geospatial Intelligence Foundation, NGA Tech Days, that drew upon some work the USGS done in the hydro domain. I won't go through and try to explain it.
Actually, Luis Bermudez.
Okay.
Using USGS hydrological data.
So if you have specific questions about that, ask Luis then. But this is just an example of a conceptual model for an ontology and some of the baseline information that this project will be working from. So the tasks that have been defined for the project, one is to create a geospatial ontology repository. Mike Dean has done quite a bit of work on that and built on the work that Mike has done. To establish some web-based collaboration methods, again, building on some existing capabilities that are out there. Workshops, meetings, some things that are both in-person as well as virtual efforts to bring people together. We talked about tying into some existing meetings such as UCGIS meetings, and maybe having as an add-on, either before or after, or maybe a time period during those meetings, opportunities to bring people together, looking at other conferences that take place, building prototypes or demos. And the project, and one of the things NSF really does look at is having an educational component, something where you can diffuse innovation and technology out beyond just people that are working in the community, and that is something that's built in and probably be amplified as we go through the project. And then continuing to bring together and focus on some of the basic research that is ongoing and needed in geospatial data interoperability. This work I'm seeing the slides, so reacting to them. This is the OOR community, and as I said, Mike Dean has been leading a lot of the work in that in the geospatial component, and I think there are some geospatial ontologies already registered in that. Gary is kind of the lead person on pulling that together. If you have ontologies that you want to offer or volunteer to be included in that, see Gary, or if you have questions about it, see Gary or Mike. Collaboration methods. Gary, do you want to talk a little bit about this?
Well, this is a NSF cyber infrastructure project, so there's lots to be thought done here. Essentially, we're looking to ways to have scientists and ontologists, geoscientists and ontologists, collaborate together. The projects, the meetings, the workshops, and so forth reflect that interest. So we have an existing SOCOP wiki site. It's hosted by SIM3. They have some collaboration tools. So some of the things you see here in the proto stage are sort of examples of what we'll be using going forward. And of course, I've created a few pages of this. So as I mentioned, there are ideas of having workshops, bringing together geoscientists and ontologists, ontological engineers, both to educate them about some of the semantics, to make some of their individual scientific data more interoperable and shareable. At the beginning, we're going to be using use cases, try to understand the uses to which shared data might be put, and then we're going to try to formalize those finding semantics to make those more interoperable. There's a listing at the bottom here of workshops which might be co-located with geospatial organizations and groups, so NSGIC, USGIF, and so forth, are possible venues for us to be at and work with. And, of course, if anybody is out there that has a candidate or wants to participate in those things, we're looking for that. We do need people on both ends. That is, we need to have the scientific end, we need to have the ontological end, and we're looking for people to help bridge between those. Now this is the one that Nancy could perhaps do the best job of We had a session at AAG on this issue, geospatial semantics and ontology. And there's a list of presenters, including Josh Lieberman, who was there before, as well as Nell, as well as Dahlia. So three of our people here are going to be presenting at this conference. When is the exact timing of that? Okay, in April, maybe April 11th. Okay, so you see, this is, again, moving forward with some of these ideas and also presenting it to various communities about what's going to be happening down the road. We're going to have a demo later today from Todd. We've had 3 years of demos, and usually incremental demos. Some of them, they start in the spring. They sort of start really at the beginning of the year, and they have a first initial demo sort of in the spring, something in the summer, and then the fall represents the wrap-up, and so we're going to see the wrap-up of this. We've had demos in the past from BBN Technology, Dave Colas, and Mike Dean, for example. We've had Najun Zhu from University of Maryland, who might be here later, do one last year, and now we have one from Todd Pele, who will be doing it later. So we will be doing that as part of the three-year project, NSF project, that is to say, generate use cases from that, have some design, capture some ontologies, link things, and over time show interoperability demonstrations between the various sciences. There's also an educational component. Now, James Wilson is here. He's going to be essentially the key person for this. It's the NSF interest in educating the geoscientists on more of the semantics. Of course, we're going to be educated by them in their field, too. So we'll be producing things. I've started a little bit on that to try to have introductory material on some of these topics. And so over time, we will be hopefully formalizing that, and there'll be a product to come out of that that will be a good use educational tool. And the last of the things that we are engaged in is the basic research. And so Nancy has listed here some of the issues, that there are many. And I think what you've heard already in the talks earlier this morning give you an idea about some of these issues. And that's why there's a lot of interest from this conference into our work, many ideas being generated in some of the issues to pursue. You heard about, for example, the query language from Dave on GeoSparkle as an example. And Nancy ends with, there is much to do, and I underline, this is a sort of an open, collaborative effort, and we invite other people with their ideas. Actually, we're going to be hearing later today about some of these ideas from stuff from Penn State on some of these issues that we listed here as basic research.
Well, as I said, this is a workshop, and we need to be flexible, so thank you, Gary. Nancy, sorry that we weren't able to hear you, but if anyone here has questions and would like to find out more about the project, please get in touch with Nancy. And her email address is on the slide, or Gary, James, or I can provide that to you.